Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verse 24. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Or to shorten and tighten the focus there, Father, I want them to be with me. And so Jesus prays for us. Jesus prays, and then in the first epistle of John, not in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, we find out, we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And that being with Jesus then involves a transforming, a sharing in glory, a sharing in life, a sharing in eternity, and that is something that we desire. But to be sure, there are those who will stand before Jesus on Judgment Day who will not be like him, who will not be transformed from glory into glory, as the Bible says, who will go away into eternal darkness. They will not see Jesus as he is, the Savior who laid down his life for them, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but they will see him as an angry judge. They're the ones that the book of Revelation describes as calling out to the hills to fall on them and hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. From the wrath of the Lamb is the strangest of all of the phrases in the book of Revelation. And it's revealing of everything that there is to know about the unsaved. And we were at one time children of wrath, but Jesus has come. He comes to bring salvation. And so Jesus prays for us, and John chapter 17 is entirely the prayer of Jesus. This is the longest prayer of Jesus that we have recorded. The Lord's Prayer is 68 words, 5 short verses. This great high priestly prayer is 26 verses long. And there's a story. Let me share this with you. About 12 years ago, got to go to Africa together with Herb Miller, and we're praying for him regularly. And there in Africa, I got to preach at one place and he got to preach at another, because the visiting pastors, you sort of divide it up and put them in congregations. And he came back with a story. He said, after I finished my sermon, Bishop David Swade, who was leader of the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, Bishop David Swade got up to pray. And his prayer was longer than the sermon. Well, it was Africa. And the needs of the people right at the surface there. And Bishop Swade, he prayed a passionate prayer deeply from the heart for each of the people in the congregation. There were about 24 there. And he was their shepherd. He was their pastor. But no, he was only the assistant shepherd and the assistant pastor. There was a real shepherd and a real pastor. And the only one who is the real shepherd and the real pastor, his name is Jesus. And he prays for us. That is what we need to know. Going on 2,000 years, he prays for us daily and passionately and from the heart. He talks to his Father about us. And Jesus prays for us He says, Father, I want them to be with me. And this is a public prayer. It is prayed most likely in the courtyard of the temple after leaving the upper room on Maundy Thursday after the Lord's Supper. And the disciples get to listen to this prayer. What is it like to know that God is praying out loud for you right then and right there? Quite an amazing thing. And so Jesus prays for us. He prays, Father, I want them to be with me. And then if you remember the words from, to be with me. If you remember the words from the second lesson, Revelation 22. Parts of the last two chapters of the Bible sound like John is seeing this vision and Jesus is arranging that somebody should show him around. And here's the holy city, Jerusalem, and look over there. There's the river of the water of life. It's pure and it is as bright as crystal and it's coming from the throne of God. And there, over there, and over there, that's the tree of life. And that tree bears 12 crops of fruit, one for each month. And the leaves of the tree, those are for the healing of nations. And he shows them around because Jesus wants us to be with him. It's kind of like when somebody comes to this house of worship for the first time and says, I've never been in here. And we say, let me show you around. And we're taking him around to all kinds of things. And we get in here and we say, and see, this is where our altar is. Did you know that in 1974, when the architect was building or designing the expansion of this building, right there on the blueprints, he wrote altar alcove. That was 40 years before we as a congregation were praying and asking God, where are we going to put our altar? And God had answered the prayer 40 years before. Don't we have an amazing God? And we'll keep on showing them around. How about the picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd? And we get all excited because this is our place of worship. You should see what happens when somebody comes to visit at my house. Showing them around, and this is the work here, and this is the work there, right? Yeah. And then Jesus steps in to have his say, Revelation 22. Basically, he says, these things are trustworthy and sure, and I am coming soon, and hold on to the words and promises. I'll be there. Jesus prays for us. And he says, Father, I want them to be with me. And then he comes to the end of John 17. And after John 17, the chapter ends, you know what comes next? John chapter 18, verse 1. And you know what John chapter 18, verse 1 says? And he left and went across and went to a place called Gethsemane, and there he knelt down to pray. Father, I want them to be with me. How much did he want us to be with him? Enough to go off to Gethsemane and pray and then get arrested, stand trial, be beaten, carry his cross out to Calvary, and have the nails driven through his hands and his feet and bleed and die because, Father, I want them to be with me. And again, Jesus prays, Father, I want them to be with me. And that's part of a strand that runs all the way through the Bible from the first book to the last. In Genesis, the promise is given, in you and in your seed, all nations on the earth will be blessed. And we could jump straight to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Matthew. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end shall come. Why to all the nations? Because he wants from every tribe and people and nation and language to be with him. Or John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. He wants us to be with him. And then there's those verses that look forward. Hebrews talks about Jesus proclaiming the name of his Father in the midst of the congregation. In the Psalms, I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation, the great gathering of all of those who are called by Jesus into his kingdom, into his family. Father, I want them to be with me. And you know, on Judgment Day, Resurrection Day, who's going to be the more excited to be there together? Us or Jesus? One of the verses in the Old Testament says, he will exult over you with loud singing. So it's not just us being happy to be in heaven. Jesus, absolutely delighted that you are there with him. And in fact, if you look back over your life, how many different ways has it been that Jesus has reached out to you to call you, to remind you of his love, to give you words and promises for you to believe and hold on to? Well, actually, is it words and promises that you believe and hold on to? Or is it words and promise by which Jesus holds on to you and gives you the faith to have those words and promises in your soul? Jesus prays for us. Father, I want them to be with me. And you heard in the children's sermon, baptism, for his name to be on us. The scriptures, for his words to be in our minds and in our hearts. And in just a few minutes, the Lord's Supper, to put his body and his blood on your tongue, in your mouth. Father, I want them to be with me. It's a very powerful theme, isn't it? And one last time, looking at John chapter 17, when somebody is praying and getting ready to go to suffering, you pay attention to the last things they say. The last petition of Jesus before heading to the cross is this one. Father, I want them to be with me. And that is from the heart of the Son of God, turning and talking to his Father about what is his deepest desire. And one more time, Jesus prays for us. He prays for us. You have the Son of God praying for you, for your every day, every hour, everything that happens in your life. He prays for you. He prays for us. And that is, well, very simply, very frankly, why this congregation still exists. Because Jesus prays for us. We have the Son of God interceding for us. And here it comes. And if the Son of God prays for you, what could happen? Amazing things almost without limit. Jesus prays for you in his name. Amen.